This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World leaders are reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for the next 2.8 years. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, in a statement, said, quote, "We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and of peaceful assembly," end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter saying, quote, "The conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as a democratic freedom, are not negotiable," end quote. Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russian court perverse. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. Italy's President Sergio Mattarella has given a mandate to former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi to form a new government, an official said Wednesday. Draghi will now have to hold talks with political parties to try and muster support in parliament. This is VOA News. Wednesday, a team of experts led by the World Health Organization departed a major virus research laboratory in China's central city of Wuhan after paying a visit which is tied to their investigation into the origins of COVID-19. The experts spent about 3.5 hours at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has been at the center of a number of conspiracy theories that claim a laboratory leak caused the city's first coronavirus outbreak at the end of 2019. Many scientists reject the hypothesis, but some speculate a virus captured from the wild could have figured in experiments at the lab to test the risks of a human spillover and then escaped via an infected staff member. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock says a new study showing that a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine may reduce transmission of COVID-19 categorically supports the government's strategy of taking more time between injections. Hancock told Sky News Wednesday that the preliminary findings showed that the vaccine AstraZeneca developed with Oxford University cut transmission by 2/3. According to House Democrats, former U.S. President Donald Trump endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters, quote, like a loaded cannon, end quote, at the U.S. Capitol. These are some of their most detailed points for making the case as to why he should be convicted and permanently barred from office. Trump denied the allegations through his lawyers. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. The asylum-focused order will mandate a review of the Migrant Protection Protocols, a controversial program that pushed 65,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for U.S. court hearings. In his first White House interview since taking office, President Joe Biden says his family will have no role in the government. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he and his wife, or Pop and Nana, will always be available for the family, but no relatives will be involved in any government undertaking or foreign policy. In excerpts of a People magazine interview, the president again draws a contrast with Donald Trump, whose eldest daughter and son-in-law were senior advisors. The president says no family members have an office in this place. One does have a crib, though. Beau Biden Jr., the president's youngest grandchild, can sleep upstairs in the family residence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.